And good morning once again. I'm Chad Holmes. The time is 9:06. Lots of sunshine here at our downtown studios on the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street. Temperature already up to 41 degrees. I'm Chad Holmes, the Chad Holmes Show, Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, BowFallsRadio.com, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. A quick hello and good morning once again to Ian Welsh. Ian, good morning.
Good morning, Chad.
And, of course, we do have Chad Daly from the Marathon County Public Library. And Ian, tell Chad what you've been doing. I asked you about what you've been up to. What have you been up to?
Well, after the show was, after my recent the production was over, I started taking up some more fun reading again.
Nice.
I started a new book that's actually not just a big story. It's actually 16 short stories.
Oh,
so it's a nice little.
And you got it from the library, right?
Oh, yes. I got it at the library, and I'm very much enjoying it.
Oh, good.
I love to read.
What's the name of the book? What's the title?
It's called a Twisted Tale Anthology.
Okay.
It's kind of like a collection of a what-if adventures told from the Disney universe.
Oh, wow.
So it's like the Disney stories, but one of the plot points is changed in a different way, and it changes the story into something
cool,
different. And those are the stories I really like to read. It takes the classic stories and kind of twist them around in a fun way.
Puts a new spin on it. Yeah, we're all familiar with the Disney stories, so it's, I bet it would be interesting to hear him told in a different way.
There you go. Another
very cool
aspect of the library. And Chad Daly, first of all, good morning.
Yes, good morning.
And that's, again, a number that went through your doors. And you were saying when you arrived here today that you've been doing some work, because here now in February, 2023 is done. And as part of the job, you have to kind of report the numbers that are brought into the library. And what kind of year was 2023?
It was a very good year for programming. We have to compile our numbers every year for a report that we have to file with the state. And so taking a look, total programming at all 9 locations for last year, all across the system throughout the year, we had close to 1,000 in-person and virtual programs, which is quite a bit. That's more than double what we did in 2022 as far as in-person programmings, with the caveat that in 22 we were still kind of on the, it seems like so long ago, but on the tail end of the pandemic. So last year we made a concerted effort to try and bring more people back into the library for programming. Instead of doing so many take-home kits and all of that and sending people on their way, which was great, and it was very popular, and we were happy to do that. But we love it when people come into the library. So all of those is 931 in-person programs with an attendance of over 18,000, which is an increase of more than 10,000 attendance from 2022. So we're really happy with that. And if you add in the virtual programs that we did about a couple dozen virtual programs last year. So all those two together, we had attendance or participation of over 19,000, which was just, we're so proud of that, and we're so thankful that everybody in all of our communities came out to the libraries for programming. And that's just the in-person stuff. There's another category called self-directed, which is more passive stuff. So like our Lego block parties or our Pokemon clubs, those fall under that category. And participation for those was in the thousands as well. So, and that's just programming. I mean, circulation for our books, I should have wrote down that number. I was trying to pull it up quickly here, but checked out hundreds of thousands of titles last year, which is just fantastic. So we're really thankful for all of the community support, and happy that our communities are taking advantage of all the stuff that the libraries have to offer.
And that's the key as well. It's not just having these opportunities, having these events, but having the folks that take advantage of it to have both those numbers go up like they did has to be very encouraging for everybody that works there.
It is. It's satisfying, and it's, you know, we're not quite back to the level where we were before the pandemic, but we're getting there, and it continues to grow. And I mean, I'm the one who puts together all of the promos that you see on the library's website, and so I'm already working on all of our stuff for June. And right now, in June alone, we have more than 40 programs scheduled across the 9 locations. So we're hoping we can top the numbers from 2023 this year too. But yeah, it's very encouraging, and it tells us that people are hopefully appreciating what we're doing, but they're at least showing up, which is half the battle.
Exactly. <Yeah. laughs> No, I mean, there's so many different things that people can be doing when they decide, hey, this is something that really sparks an interest. Again, yeah, it shows that you're on the right track in terms of, because that's one of the big things. I know in talking to you over these months that in terms of, you know, what you, because this is a big part of your job, mm-hmm, in terms of trying to develop these programs, and it's not enough just to be a cool idea. You want it to be something that is, that actually connects with people, and it seems like that, and that's, again, that's, congratulations on that.
Well, thanks.
2023.
Yeah. And it's important for all ages. I mean, we saw a big increase in our teen programming last year, which is great. Teens can be a fickle bunch when it comes to library programming and things that might interest them. But so that was very encouraging, and something we'll continue to grow. And
are you saying the library is cool?
I don't know. I wouldn't say that. I don't know if the teens would say that.
Obviously, there's you're hitting something there with they're coming in. Again, we're talking to Chad Daly from the Marathon County Public Library. Well, let's delve into, you said June. Let's talk about the end of February and early March here in terms of what's going on. But obviously, you got some, and I was looking at, your Facebook and your website as well. Mm-hmm. You got some interesting stuff. Again, I see things that are for young kids all the way to the elementary school level. And then I think something that's kind of cool for adults, especially, I think, you know, when you talk about eclipses and stuff like that. So it looks like a lot that's going on.
We do, including today for kids from 5 to 6 here in Wausau. They have a chance to make a stained glass lantern using wax paper and different colors. Like all of our craft programs, we'll have supplies and instructions provided. It's all free. You can also, through the 28th, we'll still have the Art Cluster exhibit, which is students from the Wausau School District, 4th and 5th grade, have created pieces related to, and apologize if I'm mispronouncing the name, Juji or Yui Morales, who had a residency program at the Lee Yawkey Woodson Art Museum. These are all works that 4th and 5th grade students did, inspired by Morales's illustrations. So that'll be on display through the 28th. Coming up this Saturday at our Hatley branch all day, we'll have a party for Dr. Seuss. It's Dr. Seuss' birthday party. Yeah, so we'll have different Seussian-themed activities and stories throughout the day. On Monday, the 4th in Wausau, we'll have our STEAM lab, which is for kids and teens. So STEAM being science, technology, engineering, and math. We'll have things like Ozobots and Spheros and different kinds of tech and engineering related things. And then also on the 4th at 6 p.m. in Wausau for adults, we'll have a craft program to create a yarn wall hanging. That's again from 6 to 7:30 on Monday. On Tuesday the 5th, speaking of teens, we'll have another monthly gathering at our Wausau location for Young Adult Library Leaders, or YAL. So that's open to any teen in grades 6 to 12. You can help plan library programs, talk with each other about stuff you're reading, music you're into, movies, whatever, and just come and hang out and have a good time. Looking ahead to the following week, on Saturday the 9th, we have a fun one. So there's going to be, you mentioned the solar eclipse.
Yeah.
We have that coming up. That the actual eclipse is happening April 8th. But on March 9th, we'll have a fun one right outside the Wausau location. We have a kit that's being passed around the state that includes a solar telescope and sunoculars. So people can come to the library at starting at 10 a.m. and just look at safely at the sun through a solar telescope and learn a little bit more about it. Get some more information about an eclipse, what that is, that sort of thing. So
it looks like you're going to get kind of pretty deep into this eclipse. Again, a posting I saw talking about art projects, lecture, scavenger hunt. It looks like there's going to be a lot coming up. I mean, maybe not right away, but it looks like his people look forward to this. In fact, I was talking to someone over the weekend that lives in Cleveland, and it's apparently that is like almost like an area that's going to be really big in terms of a complete. I mean, it's going to get dark on that day. In fact, they moved opening day of baseball season from a day game because the day of the eclipse. But there's a lot of folks are really going to be getting into this, and it looks like the library is going to get a lot of good information out there in the run-up.
Yeah, I remember the last big one. It was we did a huge event. Hundreds of people showed up. So we're kind of spreading it out this time. We will have, for these eclipse-related programs that we have, we also have a pretty big shipment of eclipse glasses that people can pick up if they come to one of these programs so that they can work wherever they are, just watch the eclipse on the 8th. Yeah, we have chalk art, making eclipse art out of used compact discs. Fun one on March 27th. I'll mention this down the line. But Dr. Aaron Steffen, who used to run the planetarium on the UWSP at Wausau campus, is going to be coming in and doing a talk on the 1919 solar eclipse, which helped, I guess, validate Einstein's theory of relativity. So that sounds like a pretty interesting, more scholarly but fun kind of lecture. So, yeah, lots going on eclipse related over the next month or so, month and a half. Yeah.
Fantastic. As we wrap it up, again, so many great things going on at the library. Best way to find out information, I know, is to follow you on Facebook and, of course,
Facebook,
the website.
Website, mcpl.us. You can pick up a print newsletter. You can sign up to receive our newsletter by email through the website. Or you can always give us a call, 715-261-7200.
And visit your library, whether it's the main branch here downtown or around the county. Chad Daly, again, great stuff, and we'll talk to you in a couple weeks.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
The time is 9:18. We're going to come right back. Chad Holmes Show, Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. The sense of the on Tuesday night, it's the start of the postseason for the Newman Catholic High School boys basketball team. The Cardinals travel to White Lake for a Division V regional quarterfinal. Hear all the exciting action on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, online at bullfallsradio.com. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app, starting with the pregame show at 6:50 and the opening tip-off at 7 p.m. Newman Catholic High School basketball on Bull Falls Radio was brought to you by Red Robin Restaurant, Sun Printing, the Cloverbell Credit Union, Graphic Packaging International, the Newman Catholic Athletic Booster Club, Shine Chiropractic, Menke Auto, and Picks and Pieces. It's Newman Catholic at White Lake in a Division V boys basketball regional quarterfinal, Tuesday night starting at 6:50 on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, bullfallsradio.com, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. And welcome back to Chad Holmes Show on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, bullfallsradio.com. mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Coming up a little bit later in the hour, I'm going to be talking about the Kenneth Cheesebro case. He's a Wisconsin native. He helped devise the Trump campaign's fake electors plot. And then he was dealing with prosecutors, especially in Michigan, but also in Wisconsin and other states. And it's come out in a big CNN story that he's been lying to the prosecutors as part of this plea deal. And I want to talk a little bit about that, the plot itself, but also the idea of the lying. And I just feel like it's getting a little too easy for some of these folks to think they can just lie their way out of trouble. And I want to talk a little bit about that coming up, and we'll do that at the bottom of the hour after our information update. But here for a few moments, I wanted to just let you know about what's happening tonight as a big night, boys basketball playoffs begin in high school athletics. And we just heard a promo that I will be heading to White Lake this evening. See the Newman Catholic boys basketball team in a Division V regional quarterfinal. The Cardinals are the number 11 seed in the bracket. They travel to number 6 White Lake. Again, we'll be live on the air at 6:50 for the pregame, 7 o'clock for the opening tip-off right here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, BowFallsRadio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. The winner of this game will move on to play on Friday night against the winner of the game tonight between number 3-seeded Pacelli and number 14-seeded Gresham. Another area team involved tonight in Division 5 in the playoffs is Northern Lutheran. Northern Lutheran, they are number 9-seeded, so that means they travel to number 8-seeded Wild Rose tonight. The winner plays at number 1-seeded Almond Bancroft on Friday. Other Division 5 action has number 10 Athens tonight traveling to a number 7 Prentice. Number 1 Rib Lake is hosting number 16 Butternut in D5. Number 8 Thorpe is against number 9 Bayfield this evening as well. Division 4, not as much action. The area teams, especially from the Merriwood South, getting first round byes. Number 1 seed Marathon is waiting for the winner of tonight's game between number 9 seeded Crandon and number 8 seeded Colby. Number 4 seeded Stratford gets a first round bye. They wait for the winner of tonight's game between number 12 Abbotsford and number 5 Washburn. Number 3 seed is Edgar. The Wildcats also get a first round bye. They will take on the winner of tonight's game between number 6 Iola Scandinavia and number 11 Shawamigan. Again, these teams with a bye play on Friday. Number 2 seeded Auburndale, also a first round bye. They wait for the winner of tonight's game between number 7 Phillips and number 10 Spencer. Division 3, Wittenberg-Burnhamwood is in action tonight. The Chargers are the number 5 seed in their D3 bracket. They are home against number 12 Tomahawk. A win for Whitburn would move them on to a matchup on Friday at number 4 Waupaca. Amherst is a number 8 seed in that same bracket. They host number 9 Northern Pines tonight. The winner plays at number 1 seeded Freedom on Friday. In Division 2, quite a bit of action tonight in D2 when it comes to the boys basketball first night of the playoffs. The number 8 seed Merrill Blue Jays are home tonight against number 9 seeded Ashland. The winner of that one will move on to take on the number 1 seed, the Wausau East Lumberjacks. East gets a first round bye. Number 1 seed, really good regular season for East, and they will be home on Friday night at 7 o'clock against either Merrill or Ashland. Also tonight in Division 2, number 5 seeded Rhinelander is home against number 12 Hayward. Winner plays number 4 Rice Lake on Friday. Antigo is a number 11 seed in Division 2. The Red Robins will be at number 6 Medford tonight, a pair of great Northern Conference teams. The winner will move on to play number 3 New Richmond on Friday. Number 7 Lakeland is home against number 10 Menominee tonight. The winner moves on to take on number 2 River Falls. In another regional bracket, Mosinee is a number 3 seed. Mosinee gets a first round bye. They will watch tonight to see who wins between number 11 Toma and number 6 Seymour, as the Mosinee team will then take on either Toma or Seymour 7 o'clock Friday night at Mosinee High School. Most of the Division I teams in our area are not playing tonight. They play on Friday in a regional semifinal. Only team from Central Wisconsin and the Wisconsin Valley Conference involved in a game tonight is Wisconsin Rapids Lincoln. They are a number 16 seed. They will host number 17 seeded Chippewa Falls tonight. And the winner moves on to play number 1 seeded Marshfield in the regional semifinals on Friday. Wausau West is a number 12 seed in D1. They travel to number 5 seeded Kaukauna on Friday. Again, we will have that game for you on Friday night live right here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, BowFallsRadio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, starting with the pregame show at 6:50 and the opening tip at 7 o'clock. DC Everest is off tonight. They play Friday. Number 10 seeded Evergreens. They travel to a number 7 Hudson Friday evening at 7 o'clock. So that's a look at what's going on with the boys' high school basketball playoffs. And, again, a very exciting time of year with the state hockey tournament this week. Girls' basketball sectionals start on Thursday. Now the boys' basketball regionals getting underway tonight. And we'll talk about all of that and more coming up tomorrow night. Big high school sports show from 6 until 8 p.m. Jeff Gress and myself. Our guest tomorrow night at 6:20 will be the head girls basketball coach at Athens High School, Kincaid Keefe. Athens had a big win on Saturday, knocking off number 1 seeded Pacelli on the road to advance to sectionals. So Kincaid Keefe, Athens girls basketball coach at 6:20. And then at 7 o'clock, our student athlete guest for this week from Wausau West Boys Basketball. We are going to, and also a terrific football player, Brett Butala. Brett Butala was among the all-conference recipients in football, having a great season on the hardwood as well, leading scorer for Wausau West. We'll talk to Brett Butala, our student-athlete guest from the Warriors, at 7 o'clock tomorrow night. So join Jeff Gress and myself 6 until 8 p.m. tomorrow for the big high school sports show right here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, BowFallsRadio.com, mobile devices by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. The time is 9:29, an information update coming up. News, weather, sports, everything you need to know. And then we're going to talk about Mr. Cheesebro from Wisconsin and his lies in terms of the Donald Trump campaign's fake electors plot. That's coming up here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Former Newman Catholic High School boys basketball coach Jeff Gress and myself each Wednesday from 6 until 8 p.m. for the big high school sports show on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Online at BowFallsRadio.com. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. We do nothing but talk high school sports for 2 hours every Wednesday night. Plus special guests. Each Wednesday we'll be joined by one of our area high school head coaches, plus a student athlete guest as well. In addition, Jeff and I will break down what's going on in boys and girls high school basketball and boys and girls hockey in Central Wisconsin. It's the Big High School Sports Show every Wednesday night from 6 until 8 p.m. on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, BowFallsRadio.com. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Plus, if you missed the show, just go to BowFallsRadio.com/sports or wherever you get your podcasts. Chad Holmes Show on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. BowFallsRadio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. The time is 9:36. A lot of sunshine out there. Temperature up to 43 degrees at our downtown studios. Expecting record highs into the low 60s later on today. But then It'll be very cold tonight. Low temperatures dropping into the single digits with wind chill factors below zero and highs only in the low 20s tomorrow before we start to warm up yet again. So, again, a little dose of winter coming up tonight into tomorrow. But then again, the temperatures will rise as we get towards the end of February and, of course, March the 1st coming up on Friday. Coming up tomorrow on the program, scheduled to be joined by Bob Look. He is... He missed 2 weeks ago. We usually have Bob on every 2 weeks, talk about what's going on in the news and some sports as well. But had a medical procedure, and hopefully everything is going okay for Bob, and he'll be back with us tomorrow in the 8 o'clock hour. And then in the second hour, be joined by, from the Grand Theater, with Wausau Performing Arts Foundation, their executive director, Sean Wright. So tomorrow scheduled Bob Look in hour one, and then Sean Wright in hour number two here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Thursday, we'll have Pat Kreitlow on at the top of the show at 8:06. And also starting Thursday, North Star Knows, North Star Restoration. Is joining up with our program starting this Thursday in the second half hour of the first hour of the program from 8:34 until 9 a.m. each week. We will be talking to somebody from North Star Restoration about issues that you may be facing when it comes to your home and other aspects of life. And I think we are expected to be joined by Jay Cricks this week, the owner and founder of North Star. And we'll learn about North Star Restoration, answer your questions. So again, if you're somebody that has a question about freezing pipes or something along those lines, we're going to have different topics each week. And make sure you tune in, and you'll learn something, and we'll have some fun doing it as well. So North Star Knows, because North Star knows everything about the restoration game. And it starts this Thursday at 8:35 here on the Chad Holmes Show on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. And again, we will take your phone calls during those segments to answer your questions. And you can also send your questions to my email account, chad.holmes@civicmedia.us. You can text them in as well. So we'll give you plenty of opportunities to be able to join us on our North Star Knows segment every Thursday at 8:35 during this program here on Bow Falls Radio. Also on Thursday, in the second hour at 9:35, we'll be talking to the Central Wisconsin Storm captains as Julia DeBile, Tristan Wickland, Ava Rohde, and Maddie DePoit getting set for their state semifinal Thursday late afternoon. I had a chance to go over to practice yesterday, sit down with all four of them at the same time, and it's a fun little conversation. We'll have that coming up on Thursday as well at 9:35. Wanted to spend a few minutes talking about Kenneth Cheeseboro. He is an attorney who helped devise the Trump campaign's fake electors plot. He is a Wisconsin native, and he has been talking to prosecutors, but he's not been telling the whole truth. In fact, I would say he's been lying. He concealed a secret Twitter account from Michigan prosecutors, hiding dozens of posts that undercut his statements to investigators about his role in the scheme. And he had a screen name on Twitter named Badger Pundit. Again, Wisconsin native, Badger Pundit, Kenneth Cheeseboro. He told Michigan investigators GOP electors served as a backup plan if Trump prevailed in election lawsuits. He dismissed the notion of legislators intervening if Trump lost in court as absurd. Well, he was lying, because as Badger Pundit on Twitter, that's exactly what he advocated, that legislatures should intervene and overturn the election if Trump lost in court. Cheeseboro attorney Manny Arora told CNN about Cheeseboro denying to Michigan prosecutors that he used Twitter. The attorney said, "We should have asked for clarity, and that was our screw-up." No, the screw-up was Kenneth Cheeseboro lying to prosecutors who were basically giving him an out in terms of this whole scheme from going to jail. The attorney says now that Cheeseboro has provided all the information on Badger Pundit to investigations in all the different states that are involved, including Wisconsin, where Cheeseboro sat for interviews. Cheeseboro told investigators that he didn't think Vice President Pence should be involved in picking which electors to recognize on January the 6th. But that's what he told investigators. He was lying. But on his secret Twitter, Cheeseborough advocated Pence could throw out the election, could throw the election to Trump with the GOP electors. The attorney said, basically, this again, this is an excuse. The attorney said, when Cheeseborough was doing volunteer work for the campaign, he was very specific and hunkered down into being the lawyer that he is, and gave specific kinds of legal advice based on things he thought were legitimate legal challenges versus Badger Pundit, who is this other guy over there. And he said that Badger Pundit, who is this other guy over there, just being a goof, according to one of Cheeseborough's attorneys, Robert Langford. That is baloney. That is baloney. Though Cheeseborough's lawyers told CNN that Badger Pundit and the Trump campaign never intersected, emails obtained by CNN reveal that he sent two emails to the campaign citing a Badger Pundit thread arguing that Pence had the power to count the electoral votes. Cheeseborough sent the thread to Eastman and Trump lawyer Boris Epstein, but did not tell them that it was his account, the email show. Cheeseborough also told investigators that he only became aware of a September 2020 Atlantic article discussing Trump's false elector scheme last May. But another lie, his secret Twitter shows that he posted about the article on the day it was published to defend the plot. Okay. Number one, this again is a man that helped devise the Trump campaign's fake electors plot. And then prosecutors said, okay, we're going to give you some immunity here as long as you tell us the truth about what was going on. So he sat down in Michigan, he sat down in Wisconsin and in other states and started lying about it. We hear a lot about justice and whether or not justice is fair. In fact, we hear that from Donald J. Trump right now. But if somebody did not have social standing, if somebody did not have economic standing, if somebody was just a lower middle class person getting involved with the law, they would be prosecuted fully. You know it. But somebody that's got connections, got buddies in high places, like Kenneth Cheeseborough, can be involved in all this and still be walking around. Now that he has lied to these prosecutors, he needs to be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. Because you or I or any average lower middle class person would be prosecuted to the fullest extent if we didn't have the connections that folks like Kenneth Cheeseborough do. And even beyond that, and something I talked about with Pat Kreitlow this morning, I appear on Pat's show in the final segment on Tuesday mornings, and he brought up this story. And I said, the thing that really has become very apparent in the past decade during what I will call the Trump era is how easily people lie. We saw that in the Trump campaign of 2016. We saw that on Inauguration Day, when they would lie about the number of people that were at Trump's inauguration. The pictures showed that Trump had many, 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 many fewer people than were at President Obama's inaugurations. And yet, Trump had his press secretary say that it was records, many more people were at the Trump inauguration than the Obama inaugurations. And then that pattern would continue day after day, week after week, year after year during the Trump administration, where there's this sense that there's absolutely no penalty for lying. But the thing even beyond that, and I'm thinking many of you out there had similar youth experiences growing up within your families that I have, where if you were to lie based on how you were raised you would have some guilt over it. That doesn't mean that we haven't told lies, white lies, bigger lies, whatever it may be. But based on how you were raised, you would feel bad about it. You would feel like, I did something wrong. And now you have these folks, starting with Donald J. Trump, when they lie, there is a sense that they don't feel bad about it. And then you have the supporters who say, they're on the right side of the issues. They're on the right side or whatever. So I guess lying is okay. Where did lying become so okay for these folks that talk about law and order, talk about Jesus, talk about being religious conservatives, talking about doing the right thing in the eyes of God? Where did lying become such a easy thing to do for those as part of the MAGA revolution? And this Kenneth Cheesebro should know better. And yet, he lied after getting a deal from these prosecutors. All he had to do was tell the truth. Tell the truth about what was going on during this Trump campaign fake electors plot. And yet, he lies over and over and over again to these prosecutors. If he is not put to the fullest extent of the law in terms of these lies, then the whole idea of equal justice under law truly is phony. And it is. Again, there are different levels of justice for different people, those who have money and connections and those who don't. So this Kenneth Cheesebro should not be able to get away with lying. And frankly, people like Trump and his orbit, we should stop giving a pass for lying. Again, I think many of you out there listening right now, if you did lie, and we've all had, I think, moments where we didn't tell the exact truth. But isn't there a little guilt involved? Do you have the sense that Donald Trump has ever felt guilty over the lies he keeps telling? We need people to have that moral aspect of their lives where we may not be perfect, but at least we should strive to be better and feel a little guilt if we do fall a little bit short.
I know when I lie and I feel guilty, I actually feel nauseous.
I know. And I don't think Kenneth Cheesebro felt that way when he was telling lie after lie to prosecutors in Michigan and Wisconsin.
Well, maybe he should, because then he would start thinking.
Maybe he should. Maybe he should. The time is 9:49. Our daily history lesson is coming up. We'll have our daily number of the day. We'll see if Ian can get it right today coming up. I'm Chad Holmes, Chad Holmes Show, Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230.
The Wausau West High School boys basketball team starts the playoffs, traveling to Kekana in a Division I regional semifinal. Hear all the exciting action live on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, online at bullfallsradio.com. Mobile devices by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app, starting with the pregame show at 6:50 and the opening tip at 7 p.m. Wausau West boys basketball on Bull Falls Radio is brought to you by the Cloverbelt Credit Union, Red Robin Restaurant, Sun Printing, Graphic Packaging International, the Wausau West Athletic Department, Menke Automotive, Shine Chiropractic, and Picks and Pieces. It's Wausau West at Kekana in a Division I boys basketball regional semifinal. Friday, starting with the pregame show at 6:50 and the opening tip at 7 p.m. on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, bullfallsradio.com. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app.
Chad Holmes Show, Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Today is the 27th day of February of 2024. That means it is day number 58 of the year. There are 308 days remaining in 2024. And some famous events have occurred on this date in history. In 1951, the 22nd Amendment to the United States Constitution, limiting presidents to two terms, was ratified. On this date in 1955, Billboard magazine reported that 45 RPM records were outselling the larger, heavier 78 RPM platters for the first time. On this date in 1974, 50 years ago today, People magazine was published for the first time. On this date in 1997, a little bit of a humorous note, God, you know, God, G-O-D, God, God received an American Family Publishers sweepstakes entry mailed to Florida's Bushnell Assembly of God Church. It began, God, you may already be a winner. I don't know if God did win the publisher's sweepstakes that year, though.
Wow.
On this date, 21 years ago today, one of the great Americans, one of the people that truly lived life the right way, somebody that would have been the opposite of the people we were talking about in the last segment. On this date in 2003, Fred Rogers, the host of TV's Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood, died at the age of 74. So the sad day, Mr. Rogers passed away. I don't know. Did you ever see the documentary on Mr. Rogers?
I did.
What a wonderful, wonderful movie. If you have not seen the Mr. Rogers Neighborhood documentary, I know Tom Hanks did a movie on it. I haven't seen that, but the documentary was incredibly powerful. So remember Fred Rogers, Mr. Rogers, who passed away on this date in 2003. On this date in 2013, Pope Benedict XVI presented his farewell address to the Vatican City before he stepped down as Pope. On this date, 9 years ago in 2015, Mr. Spock, Leonard Nimoy, passed away at the age of 83. The great Leonard Nimoy, actor, director, but best known as Mr. Spock on Star Trek, died at 83. Yep, very much a legend. And on this date in 2021, toy maker Hasbro announced that Mr. Potato Head would be changed to the gender-neutral Potato Head. Some famous people are celebrating their birthdays today. Joanne Woodward, great Oscar award-winning actress, the widow of Paul Newman, Joanne Woodward is 94 years old today. Actor Adam Baldwin is 62. Actor Grant Cho of Melrose Place is 62. Former first daughter Chelsea Clinton turning 44 years old today. Josh Groban, singer, songwriter, is 43 years old today.
Great singer. I'm a big fan of his.
Actor Kate Mara, House of Cards, Chappaquiddick, The Martian, is 41 years old today. Jenny Farley, also known as Jersey Shore's J-Wow, is 38 years old today. And Jenny Boyd of Legacies and the Originals is 33 years old today. And if you're out there celebrating your birthday, happy birthday to you from all of us at Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Some special events being acknowledged today. It is Kahlua Day. It is World Spay Day. It is Big Breakfast Day. It is Protein Day. It is Retro Day. I guess today is the day to wear the retro. It is Strawberry Day. You a strawberry fan?
I do love strawberries.
Well, then today is a day to grab some strawberries. Strawberry Day. No-brainer Day. Of course it's No-brainer Day. That's a no-brainer.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And it is Pokemon Day. Are you a Pokemon person?
I grew up on the original Pokemon. But in the later scenes, I kind of lost interest because there was a lot to keep track of. But I was a fan of the original, absolutely.
It is time for our number for the day. And, of course, every day we give you a number for the day, interesting little piece of information, and we also test Ian on this because
yes,
Ian has struggled a bit recently. He is, what, 1 for his last 11, which is 9%.
Man.
And based on getting 3 choices, it should be closer to 33%. So
it should.
Way behind right now. But our number for the day today, car washes across the U.S. The number of car washes across the U.S. And those are not, you know, people that are just opening up for a day, and but real, you drive into a car wash.
Yeah, real professional
one. Yep. Okay. The choices are A, 51,750. B, 62,750. C, 73,750. So again, A, 51,750.
Okay.
B, 62,750. C, 73,750.
Is the amount of car washes across the
United States.
United States. Okay, I'm going to say C. I'm going to go with the biggest number.
73,750. The correct answer is 62,750. So one of your last 12.
Oh. Seriously, I am not very good at this.
We are going to get you on the right track eventually. So that is the correct number, 62,750 car washes in the United States of America.
Oh, yeah.
Well, on that disappointing note, we're going to wrap up today's show. Thanks to Chad Daly from the Marathon County Public Library for joining us. Also, our interview with Jana Wimmer from practice yesterday, which we aired tomorrow, 8 o'clock hour, Bob Look. In the 9 o'clock hour, we'll be joined by Sean Wright of the Grand Theater. Ian, have a great rest of your day.
You too, Chad. Happy Tuesday, everybody.
Stick around. Coming up after our information update, it's Matinere on Air from 10 until noon. Have a great rest of your day. And join us tomorrow, Chad Holmes Show, Bull Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230.